Janet, J-A-N-E-T, Woolsey, W-O-O-L-S-E-Y, 7-17-61. Janet is a 62-year-old woman, used to work in steel, failed. She has not been able to work for some time, but she can still drive from time to time. She drinks very little, never smoked, does not smoke now, period. Allergy, none, period. Medical problems, she's had... for 15 surgeries, mostly because of a breast abscess, which requires multiple drainage, subsequently developed to a carcinoma, and then subsequent double mastectomy, and then reconstruction of her breast, period. She's had also a hysterectomy in the past. Review of systems, she's short of breath when she walks a lot. She has difficulty walking. She gets a little dizzy when she stands up. She has mild orthostasis. She's still able to drive. She's alert. She's awake. She has not lost any weight. Mom died of COVID 2 years ago. Dad is still alive. While she had her breast cancer, she didn't have radiation and chemotherapy. 6 years ago, she's considered in remission. Medication, Tramadol, 50 milligrams as needed for pain, Neurontin, 300 TID. Abilify 5 milligram a day, Wellbutrin 300 milligram XR once a day, Flexeril PRN, Lasix 40 milligram BID. Patients alert, awakening, no distress, a great historian. 99%, 68, 18, 120 over 7. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, bronchi clear, abdomen soft, neutral JVD, skin cells, no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment, 62-year-old woman with history of breast cancer in remission, history of neuropathy, depression, anxiety, muscle spasm, and history of pedal edema from time to time, period. Patient is doing well with her medication. Patient's due for blood work at her PCP's office, which I encourage her to do to get that done as soon as possible. She does not appear to be depressed. She is not suicidal, and her pain appears to be controlled. As far as her orthostasis is concerned, that's most likely multifactorial. Both Tramadol, Neurontin, and Abilify can do that, but she's going to discuss that with her physician on their next visit. Thank you.